You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. A star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now. I'm Judy Gold. I have a co-host and on the boards.
One
is on the boards and fucking up all the audio. So if we want to call for something, Mara, like, oh, I want you to hear this, it'll come in 20, 25 minutes after we ask for it.
Okay. All right.
Because Lauren is on the boards.
Is Lauren stoned?
Lauren's not allowed to get stoned with me.
Okay.
Oh, you are?
No.
Last week.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Anyway, we're
I smoked after the show.
That's professional.
Yeah. Feedback. Did you hear that? Feedback? Some kind of static.
I'll check on that, boss.
We're here with Mara Wilson, which, first of all, Mara, thank you so much for doing the show.
No, this is...
This is my third show. And I love you. And
thank you. I love you,
I
too.
I love what you stand for. Mara Wilson, I hate to say... You're a writer.
Yeah.
You're a performer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my kind of feminist.
Thank you.
and you happen to have been, this is how I think of you. You happen to have been in Matilda.
Yeah.
And you happen to have been in Miss Doubtfire and Miracle on 34th Street. And that was how you sort of grew up.
Yeah.
But you are your own person now. You're not that person.
Well, thank you. You are describing me the way that I would like to be described.
Well, so, and I really admire you. You have a monthly show.
Yeah, I do.
Called
What Are You Afraid Of? Where we talk about fears and phobias and dealing with them and overcoming them.
Right.
And it's very close to my heart because I'm a really anxious person.
Oh my God, which is what we will be talking about.
We will be talking about now, that. And Judy did a wonderful performance on my show. It was just, I'm still thinking about it all the time. Sometimes people do sets and I just kind of forget about it, but now you're stuck with me. It really did.
Well,
it was
incredible. And I did the show, but Mara, let me just say you're at MaraWritesStuff.com.
MaraWilsonWritesStuff.com is my website, and MaraWritesStuff is my Twitter.
Well, someone who used to work for me named
Lauren
just wrote it down wrong. MaraWilsonWritesStuff.com.
Yeah.
And you're at Mara Write Stuff on Twitter.
Some asshole had taken at Mara Wilson and is holding it like
ransom. I fucking hate that.
I know, right?
I had the Judy Gold thing taken.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what? All right, so this is the stupidest story, but I won an Emmy. It's stupid. I won a couple
story.
Emmys on Rosie, right? When I produced in...
Should I go pick those drops off the floor? Boss.
Can someone check the connection here? Because we're like connected to the next apartment.
Maybe there's like a fly in the room. I don't know.
Well, I won two Emmys along with all the other producers, you know, on Rosie. And
I think I was on that.
I think you were too.
Yeah.
And so I, the second year that I won, I didn't go to the awards because I was shooting something because I'm so popular. And, so they deliver the Emmy to your house, your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never got my Emmy.
Mm.
So I never get it. And I call up. I'm like, I never got my Emmy. And they resend it. Right?
Yeah.
And about 3, 4 years later, all of a sudden, Bernie, who is Rosie's executive producer and manager at the time, he's like, Judy, what's up with your Emmy? I go, what are you talking about? You selling it on eBay?
Oh, my God.
I said, what are you talking about? I have them here. He's like, well, someone just bid $4,000 for your Emmy.
Oh, my God.
So what happened was I ended up doing this whole trail. They delivered it. My super signed for it. Someone took it. And I had to then, and this person who was selling it is like, oh yeah, your possession is the, you know, the law, which they don't even understand what that law
possession
means.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, which is bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's mine. I said, it has my name on it. It's not yours. Yeah. And he was buying it for his wife. Who the fuck would buy a fucking Emmy with my name on it for his fucking wife's anniversary? Like, fuck. So anyway, then I'm like all scared because now like Bernie thinks I'm like, you know, living, I'm homeless and I'm selling my Emmy, you know? And so finally I had to go to the police. I had to fill out a report. They send it back. It's completely broken. It's in like 4 pieces.
Oh.
So now when my son's friends come over, I take out the old Emmy and we take a picture and send like all broken and we send it to the mother going, I don't know what to do. I put
that is that's awesome.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And they get all paranoid.
That is so cool.
But you know, it was so funny when the first Emmy I won, we went to the party and I just gave it to everyone. You know, to hold, because all those people that work so hard and only the producers got it. And so
those awards are fucking heavy.
They're heavy. I mean, everyone wanted to hold it. There were some people that were like, don't touch my Emmy. And I just pass it around the here, take it, you know, so it has a little chip in it. But, you know, to me, the chip means like, you know.
Well, I mean, that sounds like the kind of thing I would do.
Right.
Like that's totally, if I had one, I mean, I still actually have my robe from when I graduated NYU.
Right.
I don't know what to do with it. And the thing was, you were supposed to rent them and then they would kind of like hold your diploma hostage.
Right.
Until you gave the robe back. So, I think I actually got my diploma, but I don't know where it is. So
first of all, that fucking school is so expensive and they can't give you a fucking robe.
I know, right?
A fucking choir robe?
Yeah. Yeah. So so that's sort of my revenge, I guess, is like, fuck you guys. I'm keeping this robe.
Yeah,
although
fuck them.
I have no use for a like bright purple robe, you know, I have no use
for
that.
You never know. You never know.
You
can do, you know, my biggest fear is that NYU is going to come back and ask for the fucking robe.
Yeah. You know, I could totally do that. I could totally do that.
You never know when you're going to use the robe.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. I still, what?
You don't tell a hoarder that.
That's true. I am a terrible hoarder.
Are you a hoarder?
I am a hoarder. Yeah.
Now, wait, Lauren, all right. I'm just letting everyone know I'm addressing Lauren at this point, who's working on the board. Do you think I'm a hoarder?
No. I think that you and Hamda have tendencies, but you've done things to not let it get out of control. And also, Mara, I've been to your house and you're not.
Okay, bad. Mara, let's
Well, that's because I got a personal organizer a few months ago.
I did that!
Yeah.
They're so fucking expensive, aren't they?
They are, but like.
And they're really bitchy, aren't they?
Mine was really nice.
Who was it?
Mine was really nice. Lisa something?
Okay.
Because she was really nice.
Mine would take stuff out. You know, my closet.
Yeah.
And then, like, are you going to wear this? And I was like, I don't know. And make a face like it's out of style. Meanwhile, she dresses like a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Got construction worker telling me what the fuck to wear. But also, keep the memory, throw out the item. But it's hard. I have OCD. You have OCD, which I love.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't love.
OCD fucking sucks, but it's nice. Like, I remember when I had it, you know, when I was young, I remember thinking there's nobody else in the world that has this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now I grow up and, like, all of my best friends have it.
Well,
you know?
I was diagnosed as an adult with I also suffer from debilitating, terrible anxiety.
Yeah.
And I was diagnosed with ADHD, which I don't know how they didn't diagnose it when I was a kid. All I did was like, you know, run around like a mental case and move my leg.
Have adult onset.
I was
diagnosed with adult onset ADD.
Right. So I have ADD.
I could focus when I was a kid. I can't fucking focus now.
Oh, I could never focus again. But so I have ADHD and OCD. And so the doctor who diagnosed me, I took this long, long, long test in my 20s. Said the reason you can accomplish stuff is because even though you're doing like 50 tasks at the same time because you have ADD, you'll go into the other room and start something else. You're so OCD that if you don't finish it, then you like will have nightmares about. I didn't finish this music history paper in college.
Yeah.
My senior year. And I remember Floyd Graves, my professor, said, listen, I had an incomplete. I thought I wasn't going to graduate that, and I had a fucking parking ticket. My sister had to come and pay the parking ticket, and then just fucking shut up about it. It was like 30 fucking years ago. Anyway, so he said to me, "I'm you didn't do this paper. If you finish the paper, I'll give you an A. If not, I'll give you a B."
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm not going to finish it. I still fucking dream about that fucking paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like a,
Yeah.
All right. So how does your OCD, do you do the finger, the cuticle picking?
Yeah, I totally do. Which is why, if you notice, I have this ring.
Yeah.
And what I do instead is it's like a fidget ring. And I've babysat children before who like they had fidget toys.
Right.
And I remember Googling, are there fidget toys for adults?
Right.
So I got this ring. You can get it on Etsy. And what happens is there's little beads on it.
Right.
And you just play with the beads and spin the beads and spin the beads. It sounds dirty. and you a little too close to another euphemism. And you just play with that and like
and
flick
it
them
worked,
back and forth.
Your fingers look great. I don't know.
Yeah, they're better than that. You can see they're still a little bit there.
Well, I have like the ridges and the indent and then the bleeding cuticles.
Yeah.
Like I just did Louie and I looked at my hands. I was like, oh my, because I remember I was in a bad picking moment at that time. And like Band-Aid, gross.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to be a hand model, so it was
really?
No. Anyway.
Sorry, sometimes I'm gullible.
I know, it's fine.
It's just, I think it's in some ways that's my OCD because it's like I doubt everything, so I don't know. Like,
right,
you tell
anxiety.
Me something weird. It
Wait,
could be real.
Do you
it
have,
could be real.
Do you have, like, sometimes you're like, you think of something and it causes all this anxiety and then you go on about your day for like an hour or so and then you're like, oh, I have that feeling, but I forgot what the anxiety.
I get that all the time.
Like, wait, I'm anxious. Yeah. And then I have to go, wait, why am I anxious? And then I have to go back and think.
I have to think.
Oh, right. That fucking sucks. You know?
Yeah. Like, I have though, to. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just this like deep, like heavy foreboding feeling inside you. And you have to think about what it is. And
right.
Even when it's nothing, it's just the whole thing about anxiety is it's fear of fear. You know, because anxiety is the worst fucking feeling ever.
Right.
So, you know, it's like,
God, I'm getting anxious.
Shut the fuck up. So, but you know what I mean? It's like, now wait, are you on drugs? What antidepressant? What do you take? I compare drugs with everyone.
I take Zoloft.
That made me puke, the Zoloft.
Luvox made me puke.
I had the Luvox.
Luvox, actually, I have a story about Luvox if you want to hear it. So, okay, I was young when I was diagnosed, and they said, do you want to go on medication? And my parents were like, we don't want to put her on medication. And I was like, I want to fucking be on medication because I want to do anything that's going to help.
Right.
So I go on Luvox when I'm like 13, and I'm on it, and we are doing publicity for this kids movie I was in called Thomas and the Magic Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
They Can't All Be To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
And it was fun as hell to film, I've got to say. So anyway, we go to London and I take the Luvox right before I got on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to land and I'm like, Dad, I'm going to throw up. And he's like, oh, bullshit. You always say you'll throw up on planes. You never do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, Dad, this is really bad. Mm-hmm. So I throw up in an air sickness bag. And for the next few days, I can't stop puking.
Right.
Now, I'm doing interviews and I can't stop puking.
How was your breath?
I can't do anything. Oh, God, it was awful.
Good.
I mean, I was brushing my teeth, but it was.
Right.
Everybody kept their distance.
Right.
I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. And I was staying up all night and I was so sick. And I remember I just kept reading and rereading Harry Potter. And when I got tired of that, what I did is I got this script that we had taken with us. Now, keep in mind, I hadn't slept in 3 days.
Right.
The script was Donnie Darko.
Uh-huh.
Which, when you're 13, is a fucking mindfuck.
Right.
So I stayed up reading it, and I thought, like, you know, like, there's a fucking metal bunny rabbit
doing
something. And I was just like, I had no idea what was real anymore.
Right.
And I had no idea. And then my OCD kicked in because the Luvox wasn't actually helping with my OCD.
Yeah.
So I had Donnie Darko warping my brain and OCD warping my brain.
Doesn't
3 days of no sleep warping my brain.
Right.
And like, I looked into the mirror and my face was just like I'm pretty pale as is, but I was just white as a fucking sheet.
Right.
And I thought I was losing my fucking mind.
Right.
And I think eventually, like, it kind of, like, I did a show in Glasgow and I was on no sleep at all and I was just giddy. And I had the best time on that show because I was so fucking giddy.
Right.
But eventually I told my dad, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I went off it, but for a few days there, I wasn't sure it was real.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm already in London, which is a little, you know, right. like people are spelling things differently right. and, you know, the money's right. different. And, you know, I was already, you know, and after that, I, you know, my parents weren't sure they wanted me on medication, but then I got on Zoloft and that was nice and stable.
See, I had a complete and utter clinical depression, nervous breakdown about 5 years ago. So they did the Zoloft and I just started puking and I every morning and like I just puke. And then I was like. But I lost so much. I had a really good body. So my friend Ruth, who's actually from London, is like, you know, the depression diet really worked for you. And I'm like, fuck you, Ruth. But that's such a funny throw up story because when I was 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And okay. So my mother was the only girl in her Hebrew school class. Like mm-hmm. she voluntarily went to Hebrew school. She was born in 1922. She's 92 mm-hmm. years old. Mm-hmm. So she would go across the street and sit with the boys. And so she's Jew. Mm-hmm. And it's the high holidays. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're in synagogue and in New Jersey. And so during Yom Kippur, I was only 6. So I got to eat.
Yeah.
Right. So I go home and I have a peanut butter sandwich. My mother used to make peanut butter and no jelly. What the fuck is that? That was my lunch. Anyway, so I go home. She's like, we're going home. And I go home and I'm so fucking hungry. So I shove the peanut butter sandwich down. And then we have to go right back to synagogue because my mother can't miss a fucking, you know.
May thing. I ask a Gentile question? So if you're young.
Anyway, so I. No,
you don't have to if you haven't been bat mitzvahed.
You don't have to.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So anyway, so I shove it down because I'm so fucking hungry.
Or if you're like sick or pregnant or something.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have to take meds.
Okay.
Yeah. So like now I get to have a little water.
Thank you.
And yeah. Same here. So I don't have to fast.
You know what I do? Because I get such a migraine, if I don't have coffee, I have a little bit of coffee. Anyway, So I shove the fucking peanut butter sandwich down my throat. We get back to synagogue. They're about to start the mincha service, which is the late afternoon service.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on my mother's lap, and I go, I have to throw up. And she's like, Judith, you ate, you hadn't eaten, you know, so you have a stomach. You know, like, they don't fucking believe kids.
Yeah,
like, we fucking don't know what, you know. Yeah. I said, Ma, I have to throw up. Now, meanwhile, I'm 6, and I'm like, you know, 5'10".
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on my mother's lap. And I said, Mommy, I really have to throw up. And everything I did annoyed her. So it was, I said, she's like, I said, so finally I said, I'm going to throw up. She's like, fine. We get up. We're in like in the third row and we start walking. I puke all over on the area where everyone walks up to go get the Torah and all that crap all over the place. I go outside and we're sitting there. I'm getting some fresh air. And, you know, they have the Shabbos goy. They had this guy, the janitor.
Oh, right.
The janitor who's not Jewish and he can put on the lights and he has to clean up the puke and blah, 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 blah. But he's not going to go in and can't, you know, it's the fucking high holidays with the ark open and puke all over. And so I'm sitting outside and one of the congregants comes out, like this older guy with his tallis and everything. And we're out there with Herb, who's the janitor. And he's like,
not marijuana.
and one of the congregants comes out and says, can you clean it up? It smells like shit in there. And that was like the first time I had heard another adult beside my mother and father curse. And I was like, oh, everyone curses.
Yes.
So that was like a great experience.
And then your vocabulary changed forever.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
My mom would always...
Now, wait, I have to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Okay, because I do have OCD.
Yeah.
And all I think about, and you know, the show is Kill Me Now, and we talk about things that fucking piss us off, which we'll get to in a few minutes. Like the fact, well, I'll tell you. Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm on the fucking phone. First of all, I hate this piece of shit, 5S. Yeah. And yeah. then I go to Verizon, and they won't fucking let me upgrade until January of 2016. I go, this has 16 fucking... I can't take one picture, and it's fucking... You know,
yeah, no, AT&T charges me if I do a goddamn thing.
Right. It's
bullshit.
So I said, can I just get the $700? Oh, fuck you. Do you see how much fucking money I give you every? So then they tell me to get this Mophie that has storage. I bring it home. It's only for a fucking PC. So now I fucking hate this. But every time I talk on it, my cheek hits the mute button. So I'm like in the middle of an intense thing. And hello? Hello? And my mother, hello? 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 Are you there? Anyway, so my mother's 92.
She's got one of those, there was actually a study that said that there's Ashkenazi Jewish women, they live forever.
Right. They do.
Yeah. They live, they do. Short, literally. Especially short ones. The short ones have
and,
a gene.
Yeah. I'm fucking tall, but I'm an Ashkenazi, but my mother's 5'9". Well, she shrunk, but she's 92. Yeah. My grandmother, who was born in 1896, was 5'7".
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's fucking huge. My grandfather, born in 1894, was 6'3" or 6'4".
Jews are either really tiny or really tall.
Right.
In my family, we're really tiny.
Yeah.
And in yours, we're really tall. It's opposite ends of the spectrum.
All right. So my mother's dying right now, and it's very hard to watch. But, you know, I look at you, you were 9? How old were you?
I was 8. Yeah.
You lost your mother at 8.
Yeah. 18 years ago this week. Actually.
Oh, it's this week?
Yeah, it sucks.
And not a day goes by.
Yeah, I mean, it's an everyday thing.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. My father dropped dead in 1990. I was 27. Mm. Not a day.
Sorry,
not a day.
Yeah.
But you're 8.
Yeah.
I have to talk about this. Does anyone ever talk about this with you?
Yeah, I've talked about it a lot. And
because, yeah. So I, all my life, had this fear. This is what I should do on your show.
Yeah.
Of my mother dying and my father dying, because my brother used to be like, I was like the outspoken, like, what the fuck is wrong with everyone in this house? No one talks to each other.
That was,
you know?
That was me too. I was the busybody. I was stirring shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And so my brother once
said
to me.
My therapist says I was the identified patient.
That's me! I'm the fucking identified patient. I'm the fucking identified. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? They're all like, no, it's you. It's you. I'm like, no, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me. Okay.
The rest of my family is actually, they're pretty normal compared to me, but I was the one, if there was anything wrong, and I love my family, if there was anything wrong, I was like, yo, this is
a
thing.
Hello? Why aren't we trying? So one day my brother's like, you know what, Judith? You know, they are all repressed. Like, my brother actually rode a moped and my mother told him not to. And he rode it and he was going to hit the garage and he couldn't stop. So he put his arm down. He broke his arm.
Wow.
Okay. But didn't tell anyone. Went up to bed to go to sleep because he was afraid my mother was going to yell at him. Mm-hmm. Slept all night with a broken arm.
Oh, my God.
And didn't say anything. But I'm the fucking identified patient. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because he was afraid my mother was going to yell. Anyway, so one day he says, you know what, Judith? They all call me Judith. You cannot be mean and you cannot, you know, because our parents are old. They were 41 and 48 when I was born and they're going to die soon and you're not going to have them that long. And so you have to be nice to them. Meanwhile, I'm 52 and my mother's going to be 93 in August and you lost your mother at 8. And it's like, whenever I hear about, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with my mother. She's cold, yet I want to make her feel better because she's depressed. You know, it's a whole fucking, I've been in therapy since I'm 18, it doesn't work. Anyway, so, and I think of you, God, what was it like? Like, you're 8, you must have been so attached to her.
We were really close. My mother and I, we went to sets together and we would, you know, and my baby sister was there too. So we were this, you know, this little triad.
Right.
And my mom and I had always been close.
Right.
Like, I was kind of like a little carbon copy of my mom, you know, and she would always, she knew what I was going to do before I did it. She would always say like, don't do that. Or what are you thinking?
Right.
Or something. And so it was, I never got the kind of separation process that people get from their moms. And so that was really hard. I also She was sick for 13 months, which to a kid is a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. So I thought it was just kind of like, you know, my friend's mom who had diabetes, you
right,
know,
right.
Or something like that. You know, like this just kind of thing that you live with, like, oh, my mom has cancer, whatever.
Right.
You know, your mom has asthma.
Right.
And it was so it when it did happen, it was a shock. And right. And I was in shock for like a year. And that was also the year Matilda came out.
Right.
And people always ask me, they're like, you know, oh, weren't you so excited? And I'm like, I can't remember a goddamn thing from that
right,
year.
Right, right, right.
You no know? Shit. Yeah.
And,
yeah,
makes and, sense.
Yeah, and people are always like, you know, like, fucking, my entire fucking generation is like, you know, remember the 90s? And I'm like, the 90s are when my mom died, guys.
Right, right, right.
You know, like yeah, I had a lot of great times. I did, you know, I'm proud of the movies and stuff, but it's just like...
Do you do, like, so your father remarried...
Nostalgia is for people with happy childhoods.
No, you know what? My therapist said I'm so nostalgic, and I had a fucking... awful time, you know, like I had a yeah. terrible time, and it's extra painful, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. It's but I mean, yeah, there are times when I look back to like the years between when my father remarried and
do you like the remarried?
And yeah, we're very different,
right? Is
she
Jewish?
We're different people. No, she's not Jewish at all. Actually,
right.
my dad is a goy.
Right, I know he's Irish. Yeah.
he's Irish, and he married a Filipino woman.
That would be not Jewish.
No. No, she's Catholic.
Then also, all right, so how soon after?
5 years?
Okay.
It was a while. But my mom wanted my dad to remarry.
Right, of
we
course.
We all know that. Yeah.
And then
there
what
were
about
five kids? You
what
know?
About your mom's parents?
I don't want to talk about them too much, but they're crazy.
Oh, they are?
My grandfather was bipolar, and my grandmother is just cruel and crazy.
Right.
She's my grandmother is the Jewish August Osage County. Like
right. Oh, yeah, but it's yeah. also like
mine
she lost
too.
Her
not the Jewish one, but
yeah. blah. So but
and she's still alive and kicking too.
Yeah, but she lost her she lost her daughter, which,
yeah, but yeah. she was mean
crazy
before. When my you know, when my mom said to her, "I have cancer," she said, "You have cancer? Well, I have the worst sore throat in the world."
No fucking way.
Yeah, that's my grandma. She's just
okay,
a mean lady.
I'm done with her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you're close with your father.
I love my father. My father and I are also very different, but as I get older, I mean, I'm still young, but like every year I feel like I'm more and more like my dad. My dad's very practical, very pragmatic. He's very into science and nature.
Right.
And like my dad's conservative, but he's like a Teddy Roosevelt conservative.
Right, right, right.
He's a little like, let's go climb mountains
right.
and, you know, look at constellations and shit. That's my dad.
So, you know, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. My brothers and sister and I are like, we're
I bet.
We're like fucking best
friends,
though. I mean,
you went through the
though.
Fucking tragedy like that.
Yeah.
But I
agree with you.
So I feel like my father died, I was 27.
Yeah.
But you know, which to some people is young. I mean, for you, there's no fucking comparison. It was
yeah.
your mother and you were, I'm like, I can't even, God bless
That's
you.
That's the thing. I couldn't, my mom was a lot like you and a lot like me. She was an angry Jewish woman.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of ranting about everything.
But it's an anger that comes from a good place.
Right. She,
you know,
she
it's
did.
About equality.
Oh
and,
man.
Yeah.
She did so much volunteer work.
Right.
They said that she was the only PTA president who could use the words bullshit and chicken shit in the
right.
same sentence.
Right.
You know,
her.
And she would just rant. She would just rant like, what am I? I was working on my book and I had this memory of my mom all of a sudden. We were listening to like some oldies and the Beatles' You Like Me Too Much came on.
Yeah.
And this is my mom in a nutshell. She was like, oh my God, this fucking song. This song is so fucking stupid. Listen to it. Listen to it. It's like, it's you know,
her.
You like me too much and I like you. That's not fucking English. And this
right.
is from the best band. I'm giving her like a New York accent, even
right.
though she was from Chicago. And
Chicago. Chicago.
And she was like, yeah, they settled in the parts of the Midwest where they like Jews. And Minneapolis,
yeah.
Chicago.
Yes, yes.
And she's listening and she's like, oh yeah, and listen to the bridge. The bridge is so fucking dumb. I really do. You like me too much and I like you. That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
And then
she's like, she kind of like listens to it and hums along and she starts like whistling to it. And then she goes, I guess it's not that bad.
I love her.
And it concludes, it's a cute song. And we're like, Mom.
You went through the whole thought process with her. No edit button. So
no.
What was your mother's name?
Susie.
Susie.
Yeah.
Susie Wilson.
Yeah. Susie Shapiro.
Susie Shapiro Wilson. I
yep.
looked that up. Shapiro. So,
yeah.
God. So, do you, like, I feel like as I got, you know, I'm you know, I feel like I see my father also in me.
Yeah.
He's been dead for a while, and I didn't get to, there's so many things I would love to talk to him about and get his opinion on, and what do you think of this, and what do you think of that? But I also see what, because I know my mother so well now, like you know your father, that what isn't her that's in me, you know?
I didn't think, when I was a teenager, I didn't think I was anything like my father. I thought I was totally just like my mom.
Right.
And now I'm seeing, you know, because I was rebelling against my father, and now I see it more, but I do think, I know I'm a lot like my mom.
Right.
And like every time, you know, I'm really close I'm close with my brothers and sister. My brother Danny especially, and he will always tell me stories of our mom.
Right.
And he
remembers her the most.
Yeah, he's the oldest. Uh-huh. So he remembers her, and he was probably a lot like our mom too. Like he and I are both very, very much like rant but for justice.
Right.
Kind of people.
Same.
So yeah.
So I want to pay an homage. Your mother, it sounds like an amazing woman, and
she was,
you know, and you are a testament to that. And I know you think about her every day.
She was this tiny, terrifying woman,
right?
Like 5'2" with eyes of, you know.
I love that, and I love, like, I have all these like messages from my mother on that Lauren will maybe get to in an hour when he figures out how the fuck to do it. But, you know, I know she'll live on too. And I just wanted to pay homage because,
you know,
I'm into the mother. I have kids. I'm a mother. I'm a Jew mother who doesn't shut the fuck up. Now, here we go.
Now for some words of encouragement, my mother, Ruth Gold.
It's all well with everyone. I have received not one call today. My phone has not rung. Thank you. Hope all is well. So long.
We need end music on that. Oh, wait. It takes an hour for her to hang up the phone. Watch. Wait. There we go. Now, how much fucking guilt is that?
Right? Yeah.
My phone hasn't rung all day. Meanwhile, she's in a nursing home. Everyone loves her. She won't leave the fucking room. Every time I go in there and someone's in there, she's like, I don't know what the hell they're doing in here. I'm like, Ma, I don't even know why fucking people want to come in here. So anyway, I brought something because, you know, it is Kill Me Now, and there are things that piss me off, and I feel like we get pissed off about a lot of the same things, and I really want to do your show again, so you better fucking let me do the fucking your show. But anyway,
hell yeah.
So I get, fucking chair on my backpack. Okay, so I get People Magazine because I'm in the Academy and it's cheap and I feel like I have to read it. I never read it.
Yeah.
You know, I even put it in the toilet area, but I still read my New York Times. But so I'm looking at this World's Most Beautiful Woman 2015. Okay. Now, Sandra Bullock is my age.
Oh, okay. Man. My dad has a crush on her.
Okay. This is not acceptable. This fucking airbrushing bullshit is not acceptable. This is what is fucked up about fucking our society. This is bullshit. And then people think people really look. Can we start a magazine where everyone is just.
You know, I was going to rant about beauty today.
Oh, good.
Because people are always telling me, they're always like disappointed that I'm not like hotter than I am.
You're hot.
Thank you.
You're very hot.
Thank you.
Fucking assholes.
People want me to look like, you know, they want me to look like, you know, a Disney star or something. And I'm like, you know, they want me to look like Hilary Duff or Blake Lively or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not a fucking shiksa, first of all. Every time I see a list of like, you know, actresses people think are hot but are actually ugly, they're all Jews. They're all
I know.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, they'll be like,
wait,
you
what
know,
about child actors who turned out to be ugly?
That I'm on one of those lists.
No, you're
all
not.
All the time. Yeah.
What about there's another list of really attractive celebrities who married ugly people. Who the fuck are you?
I know.
And you know the person who's fucking saying that is sitting in a fucking room like, you know,
ordering not,
fucking McDonald's and farting
they're not
and
those
shitting
kind of,
and
the thing is
asshole.
Like also like it's not my fucking job to be attractive for you. You know, it's not
it's
my job to be pretty for you anyway.
Beauty is in the eye of the fucking beholder. Like, look, if you're the most beautiful person in the world and you don't know how to fucking complete a sentence, get the fuck out of my fucking
honestly,
face.
Honestly, growing up in LA, like all ugh. like hunky guys look the same to me.
Right.
They do. I'm not attracted to them. Mm-hmm. And you know, my dad worked at a TV station, and you know, every time they did a morning news show. So every mm-hmm. time there was like somebody like really gorgeous coming in, and you know, and people were like, wow, like mooning over them. He and his like buddies would always say, you know, at some point you're gonna have to talk to them.
Oh my God.
Right? I mean,
that is great.
It is, you know, like at some point you're gonna have
at
to
least
talk
there's
to them.
One person there who is like has a fucking brain.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's the thing. Like fucking Tinder is something that just disgusts me, because what are you doing? You're looking at somebody and you're judging them by a photo. You are literally reducing them
right,
to a
right,
photo.
Right.
You know, you are reducing them to this to
there's
an
no,
object.
There's no fucking contact with
no,
people.
There's no contact, there's no chemistry. I mean, even like, you know, OkCupid or eHarmony or whatever. You have a profile. You get to speak for yourself. You get to say, I like these things. I don't like these things. These are my values. This is who I am. Tinder, you have a sentence, you know, which is usually some fucking cliche or platitude. Right. And also, I don't do it because I don't want people to know where I live. You know, I don't want people to know that
wait,
I'm
don't
in their
they,
area.
Wait, don't they, can't they tell where you are at that minute? Like, can
yeah,
they go to where
like,
you are?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm spending nights at home with my cats, you know? I don't want people to know.
Let me just
where
say something. That screams lesbian. Okay.
Dude, people are always saying to me, why aren't you a lesbian? And I'm like, I don't know.
What? Because you're not a fucking lesbian. That's why.
That's what I tell them.
Because you want the cock. Like, I have no desire. I love guys. Ask Lauren.
Yeah.
I love my sons. I love men. I have so many guy friends. Straight
She's
guy friends.
She's obsessed with me.
Anyway, I love God. I don't want to touch it. Yeah. I don't want to touch it. I don't want the banana, the grape. I don't want it. I don't want near it. I don't want
out
it in
of
my
context,
mouth.
They're pretty weird, you know?
And I don't like the hair. And I love women's, I love women. You know, that's my physical attraction.
People tell me that I fit every lesbian stereotype except the actual, like, you know,
wanting
having sex with women. Right. I mean, like, every now and then there's a woman where I'm just like, you know, whoa, this
I know,
is an incredibly beautiful woman.
I know, sorry.
Control yourself,
it's really
Mara.
Been hard
but
today.
Like, I had crushes on girls when I was a teenager.
Of course.
But I've only ever
did
been...
You ever do, did you ever kiss or diddle?
We did actually, you know, the
that should
the,
be a new segment. Kiss or diddle.
We can do that. We can do kiss or diddle. Write that down, Lauren. Now!
Already
the, actually,
down
I remember I there was... it's the thing is the person that I kissed is actually transgender and
right.
is a man. And, but when
sorry,
I,
sorry, come down.
But when I first met them, they were, you know, still kind of identifying as a woman, as a
right.
lesbian. And we kissed once, to try a tingly lip gloss. We were 15,
right.
you know,
to try. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. To try out a tingly lip gloss. And, but yeah,
wait,
now,
you couldn't each put on the tingly lip gloss.
No.
And
we
go,
had to
oh,
kiss.
This is tingly.
We had to kiss. Uh-huh.
You're missing the
yeah.
point.
Now, it was like kissing a guy, right?
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
that's a guy.
He was a guy.
Yeah.
And, I have a friend who the first, you know, guy he had sex with is actually a woman, was, you know, is transgender woman, is
right.
a woman now.
Right.
And is gorgeous, my God.
Thanks.
She's,
thank you.
Yeah, I, she's so pretty.
Wait, what about the, that, what's her name? That Republican bitch, what's her name? Begins with an F. I'm really menopausal. Anyway, even though I still get my period because that's the other Ashkenazi Jew thing.
Yeah.
I'm 52, I get my fucking period. Like,
they keep getting it
I know.
Forever.
I'm like, what? Anyway, so she said, you know, this transgender crap for these kids, it's like, yeah, well, I thought I was a cocker spaniel. I'm
what?
Like, you actually are. You're about as dumb as a fucking cocker spaniel, okay? So,
don't
you know what?
Cocker spaniels,
you know what I
way.
Used to say? I literally used to say this to my parents. When I'm a big boy, I'm going to be a dog.
Aww.
So she's right.
In my case.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog?
Just a puppy dog, like a mutt.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
There was one kid we know he wanted to grow up to be a fire truck, but you
right,
know.
Right. But that, you know, and it's just these people they have no conception. They are so ignorant and they're so repressed. And half of them, like every person, this is my belief, any person who's so adamantly homophobic, transphobic, every phobic, and believes that it's a choice, has made that choice.
Yeah.
Because unless you have made the choice, that's the only way you're certain it's a choice. Because it's not a fucking choice!
Yeah, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
You know, you like, you, but they're like, oh, well, we'll be confused. You change your fucking pronouns and you move on. They're still the same person. Right. And honestly, I don't buy it when parents are like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna disown my kid because they're gay or they're transgender. And it's like, no, you fucking know. If you raise this child, you know, like, you know, no, this child is a boy. There's just something
but
about
also,
them, you know?
My whole thing is, you had a child. The child did not ask to be born.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a responsibility to create a human being who's going to be responsible and give back to this. You know, that is your legacy right there, that you have this. Who the fuck are you?
To,
you know, unless it fits your fucking mold.
That is Tammy Bruce. That would be Tammy Bruce. From
that's right.
Fox Fuck News.
She's a fuck.
I also love the what are we going to explain to our children? I said somebody was gay. I was talking in a conversation with my brother, and my nephew goes like, what's gay? I go, you know, it's when a boy likes a boy or a girl likes a girl. And he went, wash my shoes, go down the slide.
I know, they don't give a fuck.
He didn't give a shit. And then we told him later on, you know, in some states, you know, gay people can't get married. And, you know, in some places it's illegal to be gay.
Right.
And he got a really serious look on his face. This kid never swears. Right. And he goes, that's mean and rude.
Oh,
and I was like, it is, it is, right?
It's that generation that's gonna, you know,
the kids I used to babysit. Yeah, they all have, they have gay uncles, you know, they're like, you know, why does anybody care?
Right.
You know,
like my kids, you know, Henry was born in 96 and then I was out talking about my family on stage as a lesbo before, you know, it was, you know, people were coming out of the closet in 2012 going,
you love that. You kind of led that in the media.
But Ellen came out.
But Ellen came out because you...
No.
Didn't you come out first?
I was just doing stand-up in
clubs.
Yeah,
but I remember this. And I was a kid, and I remember
you.
But
then Bob Smith was out. Like he
Bob Smith, he was also,
and there
also
was like
one of them.
Kay Clinton and Suzanne Westenhofer and Leah Delaire. I mean, they were all out. Okay. I was out as a lesbo mom.
Yeah.
Well, right. I was kind of the first lesbian.
Which was,
mom.
Yeah, which
and
was
probably more, a little more mainstreamy first.
Right. I was mainstream. I didn't, cause I was a comic who happened to be gay. I didn't, you know, I just wanted to fucking go to the clubs.
Really, the first out woman that I can remember like having kids and having a family was Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
You know? And,
right.
And so, yeah, so that was.
I remember.
But it doesn't matter. And I love Rosie. But, you know, it's so important. Like, my kids have no fucking idea. Why can't we get married? Like, why can't? And it's, you know, the only problem I see in the future with this issue is that the fucking Duggars are going to it's going to be the United States of Duggar.
Yeah.
Because there's so many fucking Duggars and they're all, you know, and like, they're in fucking people mouth. Oh, she had a hard pregnancy.
Fucking everybody has a hard pregnancy.
I know.
Pregnancy is hard.
Right.
It's hard. It's scary.
Right.
It's you know,
and you know, she was, you know, she's like a born again. She had an abortion and stuff and used birth control, Michelle, before. They're all like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then now all of a sudden, you know, fuck you. Don't tell me what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's I think like, you know, the progressive people, you know, this sane thinking people should just fucking adopt a bunch of kids.
Right.
You know, adopt a bunch of kids. There's so many kids in the world that need families, you know. And you know,
and gay people. Like, then I read about these people. They're married for like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, like Britney. How long was that marriage?
Yeah,
like,
Kim Kardashian, all those. Yeah.
And that's a marriage? And fucking Bachelor is a marriage? These people are together for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? And it's such a Republican issue. It's all about, you know, property and taxes and you know, they think we want to be treated differently. Want to be treated the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me my relationship is not equal to your, You know, Rush Limbaugh, married four times, no kids. Shut the fuck up, you fat piece of shit. Sorry, I'm getting really.
No, it's you know, this is stuff worth getting angry about. Right. I thought that we had like moved beyond this, and then fucking Indiana.
But now, this is their issue. This is the way they get the conservative. You know, yeah. Bobby Jindal, Chris Christie, his brother-in-law, his wife's brother is gay.
Yeah.
You cannot, and he's my age. Well, he's a little older, but you cannot. Yeah. Tell me he's not, he just gives a shit about, yeah. You know, get, you know, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, for putting yourself and your food ahead of you know, I don't know. I get really pissed off. What else do you get pissed off about?
Oh man. I get pissed off about looks. I get pissed off that people think you have to look this way.
Right.
You have to do this. I'm sick again, which I'm pissed off about.
Yeah. I feel like it's chemical warfare, this fucking we're constantly sick. I was sick for like 3 months.
It's you know, I don't know if some of it's just genetics or what, but like, yeah, it's
Look at this. Here we go. Top 5 celebrity weight loss secrets.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How about you fucking work out and just like eat normally and that's it.
Okay,
and some people are not fucking skinny.
You know, I try not to like judge any celebrities if I don't know them. Because, you know, I've been on the other side of that. But, like, the whole, like, Gwyneth Paltrow, like, brand lifestyle kind of thing.
Right.
Like, making yourself into this brand that, like, only exceedingly rich people can get.
Right.
I know, like, Blake Lively's doing it, too. Blake Lively is from my hometown.
No.
We competed in show choirs against each other.
No way.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And we... And she's, you know, and so she has like a website now that's all about, that's like the same thing Gwyneth Paltrow is doing. Now, I think Blake Lively's really beautiful. I think she's a good actress. But like, I look at the website and I'm like, honey, you're from fucking Burbank, just like me.
Right.
You know, you went to the donut hut like the rest of us did. You know, you went to the mall. You did, you know, you did the normal boring Burbank shit.
Have you ever been to Burbank?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been to Burbank.
It's boring as hell.
I like that airport, though.
The airport is nice.
Yeah,
the airport is nice.
Good. And it's, and, oh, here's 12 tips for.
Oh, it is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best because you get right into, it's small.
And everything in Burbank is named after Bob Hope.
Right.
Yeah, or Bob Johnny Hope Carson. There's a Johnny Carson park.
Before we end this, I'm going to give you some 12 tips for getting gorgeous. Okay.
Is drink water one of them?
No.
It's always fucking drink water. I'm
like,
I drink so much
water.
Water.
Like
I drink so much water.
I pee fucking.
Yeah.
Right, ready?
Yeah. I'm always in the bathroom.
All right. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. The key to a natural looking brow is to create. Do we have music for this? No, of course not. The key to a natural looking brow is to create depth. I recommend using a pencil that's one shade lighter than your natural brow and a gel 2 shades lighter. Who the fuck has time?
A gel to keep it.
Oh, here we go. We can do the Barry sisters. Okay, ready? Use a clarifying shampoo once a week to remove product buildup in hair. Fuck you. Oh, wait, here's a good one. Switch to silk pillowcases.
What?
They keep hair from tangling. Silk fucking... How much is that?
Also, how many people are allergic to silk?
Those?
So many people are fucking allergic to silk.
What do you have to... Oh, I have to get my fucking pillowcases
dry cleaned? Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
That.
This is why I don't buy fancy shit, because it's a pain in the ass. I'm allergic to the fucking dust in my pillows. And I what can you do? You can't throw them in the washer because they're fucking, I don't know.
I know. All I need is fucking silk goddamn pillowcases.
Yeah, right?
That sounds nice to me.
My hair's greasy.
Yeah,
so
but like,
you.
What a pain in the ass is it?
I know. All right, well, that's it. I don't know what else to fucking say.
No more tips?
I grew up in a house with five kids. Like, we didn't have anything nice, and that was the way we liked it, because everything got fucking broken all the time. So that's the way I live, too. I live like my cats are going to, you know, knock shit over and break it.
They love knocking shit over.
Oh, especially Milo.
Oh, my God.
Milo's a clumsy.
The whole water thing was knocked over and pulled out, and I'm like, how did you?
That's Milo.
Here's a really good one.
Here's
ready?
A tip.
Shop the rack, but let your tailor take your clothing to the next level.
Yeah.
A nip here and there, and the perfect hem will do wonder. I don't fucking want to buy something and then go to a tailor and say, can you fix this?
I mean, honestly, I have to, because I'm so short that I need to. And when you're tall,
I'm the size of a fucking football player, okay? Spanx are everyone's best friend. Don't fear them. Fear not. First of all, and here's my other thing, and then we can... I now, like, you know how when you watch sporting events like football and basketball and they'll have like their height and weight?
Yeah.
I weigh more than some fucking major basketball players and football players.
It's your big brain and all your muscles, boss.
Yeah.
I'm big. I'm huge. I'm a huge person.
You got big boobies.
Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up. All right. Well, that's, Mara.
Yeah.
You're great.
You're great, too.
No, you are. You are. You are great. So your book is going to come out in 2016.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's essays.
It's essays, and it's stories from my childhood, mostly.
Right.
Yeah.
And before eight or after? Are you going to deal with the mom death?
I am. I'm dealing with that. And the acting
and the fact
and
that
stuff.
You didn't have a bat mitzvah.
Yeah, you know, that kind of pissed me off. But my dad married a Catholic woman at about the time that was happening, and it was just kind of pushed to the back burner.
Right.
You know?
So did you un-Jew after that?
Kind of. My stepmother wanted me to be Catholic. That didn't take.
Wait, what the fuck?
That
like,
didn't
you're
take.
A Jew?
Yeah.
Like, you can't...
Well, I mean, she also pushed that on my sister, and for a while my sister was. And now my sister believes in, like... Now my sister is like a hippie.
Right.
Like, now My sister has, like, walked around San Francisco barefoot. Now she has a pair of Birkenstocks, so she's better.
I love Birkenstocks.
They have the new soft cushion on the Birkenstocks. Someone said lesbian. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, but she did push that on me, mm-hmm. and I rebelled. And then I became, I didn't know, like, I had really religious Jews around me when I was young. I didn't know that there was such a thing as secular Jews. And so I made this big deal out of being an atheist, and I moved to New York, and everybody was like, "Who gives a fuck?"
Right?
You know, like I was like, "I'm an atheist Jew." They were like, "So you're Jewish?"
Right. You know? You're Jewish. Yeah. Believe what you believe.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go kill myself. But
oh, don't do that. I'm gonna talk to you again.
All right. So let's. All right. So Mara Wilson writesstuff.com.
Yep.
At Twitter, you're at Mara Write Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm at Judy Gold, which is JEWGYGOLD. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Jew. And
Lauren
is at Judy's assistant. That's JEWDYS. all right. So you're working on your book. You're touring with Night Vale. Well,
Night Vale. Yeah. It's a podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing that next month. May.
And then What Are You Afraid Of is your storytelling show, which is the third Sunday.
It's a third Sunday of every month. I'm not going to be doing it in May, but I will be doing it in June. We'll be back in June.
Can I do one?
Please. Okay. I would love to have you. You should be, you know what, you should, let's see. I wonder if I'm going to be there in July. Yeah, we should do it in July.
Okay.
That's my birthday show. There'll be cake.
Oh, awesome. All right. That's good for my fat fucking stomach. Anyway, but you know what? I'm going to get a Spanx and some silk pillowcases. And I'm going to be beautiful.
And drink lots of water. Just keep hydrated. Keep hydrated.
Like, wait, here we go. Ready?
It should be your birthday and bar mitzvah. Nice. Nice swallow.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can read out of the Torah.
Oh, man. We should just, I feel like I could just like rent out like the pit for a night and just have it be like Mara's bat mitzvah show.
All right. I'll do some.
Or QED would probably go for that.
You should totally read something. Oh,
all
my
right,
God.
We'll do, okay, we're going to do some Jew thing.
We'll do, we'll right.
I'll wear a yarmulke.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And we'll throw, I mean, I do, one thing I do is I do throw candy out at the audience at my show sometimes.
Oh, say, that's Jewish. So,
yeah. We'll get some chocolate coins. Either be awesome.
Either at my show or a separate event. I don't know if I'm, you know, being greedy.
Okay, it's July is Mara's bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll be the rabbi or cantor.
Yes.
Awesome.
I have a tallis. I have my Jewy girl tallis.
Oh, man.
We are filming this.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll get Josh Gondelman or somebody else who's
perfect.
Jewy. You know?
Oh, yeah. Louis Katz or something.
Yeah, we'll do like a Jew, whole Jew thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, this has got to happen.
All right.
Holla.
So, Mara, thank you. So I'm going to be a Jew right now. Thank you so much.
Well,
this
thank
was
you.
Fucking awesome. You are great.
You're great.
And good luck with all this great stuff. And, you know, I love how you're someone who, you know, decided, I don't want to be in this fucking stupid business.
Yeah.
I want to do what I want to do. And didn't get caught up in the bullshit.
Yeah.
And
well,
that
you.
Is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It is. And I just want you to know I'm on Paxil. And I'm also on a little bit of Wellbutrin.
Oh, I've tried that before, but yeah, that made me psycho, so I had
What,
to go
the Wellbutrin?
Off. Yeah, it made me angry. Like, shit, like more than
Maybe I
usually
am. I'm only on a little bit. And then I also take the ADD stuff. And,
yeah, yeah, I was on that stuff for a while.
And
too,
I'm on hormones. So yeah, I'll be dead in a couple months. So, Mara, thank you so much
thank
for being
so much.
Here.
It's been a pleasure.
Lauren, thanks. And
you got it.
And I can't wait till July.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Shalom. All right.
Shalom. Shalom. Dayenu.
Oh, we didn't talk about Dayenu.
We didn't talk about Dayenu.
Next show.
Next All right, next show, Dayenu. We're singing Dayenu on your bat mitzvah thing.
Yeah, hell yeah, we are. All right. Hell yeah, we are.
All right. Shabbat shalom.